You are listening to a Triple Canopy podcast. To hear more, visit www.canopycanopycanopy.com.
For Triple Canopy, I'm Ben Tausig. This is the fourth episode of Bangkok is Ringing. Today we tune in to the changing sound of the radio in Bangkok. Though Thailand had no radio stations until almost the 1930s, the medium played a vital role in the nation's development. The first experiments in broadcasting were initiated by the palace in 1927. And ever since then, the government has made heavy use of the radio to spread its legitimacy. Even today, the military owns many of the stations. The essential role of the radio can still be felt each February 25th, when Thailand recognizes National Broadcasting Day by holding public ceremonies and concerts. This day is also the anniversary of the coronation of the royal dynasty's seventh reign, announced for the first time in 1930 over the radio. While radio in some parts of the world has lost ground to new media, here it continues to thrive. In Bangkok, people tune in to their favorite stations on the street, in offices, in cabs, and buses, and just about everywhere else. They listen to everything from American and Korean pop, to boxing matches, from news to soft ballads, from jazz to traditional Thai music. Choice of station can suggest a lot about identity, from age to class to occupation. People who think of themselves as high society, or high so in the local parlance, on the whole prefer a more international sound than do rural people. But with migration and greater mobility in and out of the city, the stereotypical relationships between status and music have become increasingly hard to locate in reality. Identity today lacks a clear signal. It's come to sound more like the static-filled space between radio stations. Partly as a result of internal migration, FM radio in Bangkok has become much more diverse. Several new stations on the FM dial now specialize in genres previously relegated to the weaker signals of AM and low-wattage community radio. Luktung and Molam, two musical genres associated with Thailand's central and northeastern rural areas, have become a fixture in the capital, since Luktung Mahanakhon, the first FM station to play such music 24 hours a day, was launched in 1997. Molam and Luktung are old genres. Molam dates back hundreds of years, and Luktung's roots are in the mid-20th century, in the provinces just beyond Bangkok. Both genres remain popular today, albeit in modified hybrid forms, with faster tempos and more emphasis on percussion and spectacle. In Bangkok, people who grew up outside the city often listen to Molam and Luktung, at least partly out of nostalgia for the more comfortable, fun-loving lifestyle of the country. Rural migrants hold most of the city's blue-collar jobs: taxi driver, maid, prostitute, street vendor, and the spaces of their work hum with the sounds of Luktung and Molam. (Laughs) Despite their ubiquity, Bangkok's Luktung and Mualam radio stations are controversial. For some city natives, such music is a blight, a marker of low status, or just tacky. A few years ago, the censorship board of Thailand, based in Bangkok, even banned some Luktung songs, including titles like My Wife Had an Affair and Big Flabby Buttocks, out of concern for their supposedly immoral content. Despite decades of rural migration into the city, many urbanites are not inured to the sound of rustic people lamenting their wives' morals, nor rhapsodizing about their girlfriends' asses over sappy string arrangements. The suspicion runs both ways. Mualam and Luktung lyrics frequently express deep sadness at having to leave the piety of home for the depravity of Bangkok. Luktung megastar Pumpuang Duongchan, born in the rural province of Suphanburi, had a hit in the 1980s with the song Sao AM, or AM Girl, which describes the difference between city and country through the poetic figure of the radio dial, AM versus FM. In the song's story, the FM boy is worldly and conceited, while the AM girl is a simple farmer who listens to Luktung on a cheap AM radio while she works in the rice fields. They can never be together. Sooner or later, sings Pumpuang, the FM boy will meet a girl more like him, and he'll forget the AM girl. Sao AM draws a stark line between city and country, AM and FM. And perhaps 20 or 30 years ago, they really were on different wavelengths. But migration from the countryside to Bangkok has risen steadily. It increased 100% between 1965 and 1990, as rice farming becomes less and less profitable, and the rural-urban divide has blurred. Many rural laborers who don't move to the city outright still live here temporarily, making extra cash at various jobs between the planting and harvesting seasons. Internal migration hasn't done much to solve inequality, but it has brought different value systems into closer contact. Jenpok Jopkrabuwanwan is a singer and Luktung historian who runs a small community radio station on the outskirts of Bangkok. He was closely involved with the creation of the first 24-hour Luktung FM station in Bangkok, back in
1997.
People were extremely excited about the new station. It became famous within a week. FM stations could only be heard in Bangkok and nearby, but it became the top-rated station in the country for 5 years, according to the Nielsen
ratings.
Thirteen years ago, wherever you walked, every lane, every alley, you heard someone playing Luktung FM. You heard it from the level of street sellers and ordinary farmers, up to the people who run the country, from their offices in the tallest buildings. You heard it everywhere. Everyone played it, and the floodgates were open. The admiration people had long felt for the music was at last satisfied by Luk Thung FM.
ไม่กล้าฟังเพลงลูกทุ่งเกรงว่าเพลงลูกทุ่งมันเชยปรากฏว่าเมื่อปี2140เนี่ยพอมีลูกทุ่ง FM ทุกคนก็เปิดทำนบมันก็แตกเขื่อนมันก็พังความชื่นชอบที่อยู่ภายในอ่ะที่มันเก็บไว้ตลอดเวลาเนี่ยมันก็ได้รับการตอบสนองจากวิทยุลูกทุ่ง FM
With a place on the FM dial at last, rural music gained a permanent home in the city. Younger Bangkok residents grew up with 24-hour Mualam and Luk Thung stations, and their attitudes about the genres are decidedly mixed. At one of the most upscale malls in the city, store employees mostly told me that they listened to string, a genre similar to American rock music.
เป็นวัยรุ่นอ่ะพี่มันก็ต้องแนวเนี้ยก็เลยชอบสตริงมากกว่า
Do you listen to Luk Thung?
ก็ที่กรุงเทพใช่ไหม
No
ค่ะ
But my mother does
คุยพ่อแม่ชอบเพลงแบบไหน
พ่อแม่ก็จะเป็นลูกทุ่งไปแล้วค่ะ
ลูกทุ่ง
ค่ะ
คุณคิดยังไงเกี่ยวกับเพลง
For young urbanites Luk Thung and Mualam are like oldies dead genres from the distant past despite the fact that they're more ubiquitous now than ever before Another sales girlwho's from the province of Samut Pakan, outside of Bangkok, and who works in a cell phone store, admitted that unlike her co-workers, she does listen to Luk Thung. I still listen. It reminds me of my childhood. It makes me feel peaceful and satisfied. Luk Thung and Mualam are heard in all these contradictory ways, as both fresh and outdated.Peaceful and threatening. Just as rural and urban identities have been confused by Thailand's massive internal migration, the meaning of these musical forms has become more fluid, stuck as it is between a static notion of the past and an ever-changing present. Today, some people even say that Luk Thung is dead and that Mualam has become corrupted. These critics barely recognize the music they thought they knew.So liberally has it borrowed from so many other styles, all around the dial. In this, there is anxiety, confusion, and above all, change. But in truth, Bangkok exists perpetually between frequencies.
สวัสดีกรุงเทพสวัสดีต่างจังหวัดสวัสดีปีใหม่จากปีควิกสวัสดียางใหม่เริ่มต้นที่ 1,290 บาทสวัสดีน้ำมันเครื่องใหม่เริ่มต้นที่490บาทสวัสดีตรวจเช็ครถที่มือใหม่ฟรี3รายการสวัสดีกับความปลอดภัยตลอดปี2554ที
่เต็มไปด้วยที่
2589ฟังก็ฟังได้แต่ถ้าให้ฟังก็ไม่ได้ไปเปิดไปฟัง